Hey everyone, we have to talk about a huge moment happening right now in Washington. The U.S. House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a pivotal hearing that's going to shake up the world of sports prediction markets, marking a critical crossroads for platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket.
It is definitely a serious turning point. This hearing will examine how these platforms operate, and the outcome could fundamentally alter the regulatory landscape for the entire industry.
It's fascinating because these platforms function so differently from traditional sports betting. They're essentially financial exchanges where participants trade binary contracts that resolve based on specific, verifiable real-world events.
The mechanics are quite straightforward. If the event occurs, the contract pays out at a fixed value. If not, it simply expires worthless.
And by leveraging blockchain infrastructure and digital assets, these platforms offer global accessibility, real-time pricing, and lower barriers to entry. It's attracting a wave of traders who view them as transparent, liquid alternatives to conventional sportsbooks.
However, that rapid growth has raised alarms. Traditional gaming and betting associations are actively lobbying Congress to ban sports-related contracts on these platforms.
Their primary argument centers on competitive unfairness and regulatory evasion, which is a really heated debate right now.
It's a significant issue. While licensed sportsbooks must navigate strict state-by-state licensing, heavy taxation, and comprehensive consumer protection mandates, prediction market operators often classify their products as financial instruments or binary options.
That classification allows them to bypass gambling regulations, operating in a gray area that critics warn could enable market manipulation, inadequate oversight, and heightened financial risks for retail traders.
Within this emerging sector, we see two distinct operational models. Kalshi and Polymarket represent very different approaches to this challenge.
Kalshi has really prioritized U.S. regulatory compliance, actively seeking approval from financial authorities to position itself as a legitimate, domestically focused binary options exchange.
Polymarket, conversely, embraces a decentralized, crypto-native architecture, operating globally with an emphasis on user privacy and seamless digital asset integration.
Despite their different strategies, both are facing the same fundamental question. How will U.S. lawmakers classify, oversee, and potentially restrict their offerings?
The hearing's outcome will likely dictate one of three paths: an outright ban on sports contracts, a forced pivot to non-sports events, or the creation of a structured regulatory framework.
Industry experts are cautioning that a blanket prohibition could stifle financial innovation and eliminate a proven mechanism for price discovery and collective forecasting.
That's a fair point. Prediction markets have already demonstrated utility in accurately projecting elections, economic indicators, and weather patterns by aggregating real-time market intelligence.
Rather than banning them, many advocates recommend integrating these platforms into existing financial oversight systems to keep the innovation alive.
This would require formal registration with authorities like the CFTC, implementation of robust compliance protocols, and standardized risk disclosures for retail participants.
The broader implications extend far beyond sports betting. This hearing represents a defining moment in how financial markets will adapt to decentralized, event-driven trading models.
Regulators are under pressure to ensure that consumer protections evolve alongside technological innovation, preventing a repeat of past financial crises while preserving market efficiency.
The House Agriculture Committee's decision will establish a precedent that could either legitimize prediction markets as a permanent component of the financial landscape or force them into regulatory obscurity.
One certainty remains: the era of unregulated sports prediction contracts is ending.
Absolutely. The industry's future will depend on whether lawmakers choose restrictive bans or balanced, forward-looking oversight.